probably too late to make any difference, but are there much gas sales, much fuel sales associated with people coming in and eating?
Well, Jared Dernoga is here. He's probably the better person to ask that. But another, the most important part of the restaurant is it does service the aviation side of the airport. You know, as a local restaurant, it's probably not that big of a deal, but as an airport service, it's very important because that brings in people, you know, flying up and down the East Coast. It's a destination for, you know, tourism. And one of the things pilots look for is a place to eat and get fuel. You know, they do come here specifically because of the restaurant and the fuel service, and which we do get a fuel flowage fee out of. So there's...
Okay. There is, I'd just money. Like to know how much it's costing us. If it costs, how much would be? That's all I want. Mm-hmm. So we can make a decision.
Mrs. Webb can get that information.
Good.
Mr. Hickens, please.
Okay. As you know, you have a lease with Deltek for what we call lot NA3, which is next to the solar panel field out there. That they're going to use that for their power plant training facility. When we did the lease in 2011, the definition of the lot was still preliminary, and part of the lease was for them to provide a survey of the final lot definition. They've done that now because they're about ready to go out to bid on the project, and they know what the facility is going to look like and how much room they need. So it's been surveyed. There's a proposed addendum to the agreement that just inserts the official survey in the place of that preliminary drawing. And that's the only thing that the addendum does. And unless you have any questions.
Motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute the addendum to the commercial lease for lot NA3 at the Sussex County Airport with Delaware Technical and Community College as presented.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Is that on our little pad here?
Hey, Jim.
Today?
Yes.
Is it under one of these settings?
Mike, they want a culinary arts program down here. They've got it in Stanford and in Dover.
Okay.
Right there. It may be that they could take that restaurant over as part of the culinary arts program if they wanted to establish it.
Nice if they had a better label on it. Put the man's name, then we could find it real quick.
I think so too.
Yeah, in order too. Right.
That's
exactly.
Excellent.
Get on chip.
Good idea. Chuzo.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I have one item on the agenda. It's in reference to closing out our Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Project. If you recall, it increased the capacity from 1.4 million gallons per day to a little over 2 million gallons per day. I have a number of items that must be acted on to close out our contracts. First is I have negotiated a term sheet with the contractor, Whiting Turner, and in that term sheet include following different tenants. One, a credit change order to Sussex County in the credit amount of $205,684. This would allow for final payment to be made for Whiting Turner in the amount of $650,735, and almost all of that is retainage that we've held from previous payments. $630,000 has been held in retainage to this point. Also, it requires as-built plans, operations and maintenance manuals for the equipment for Sussex County to operate would be submitted, and also for Whiting Turner to submit release of liens from all their subcontractors. And finally, we've established the warranty period for the contract work commenced on March 15th of 2012. In addition to the term sheet, I must pass a motion granting substantial completion to the contractor. Also, approval of change orders number 7 and 8, and that grants the $205,000 credit that I referenced in the term sheet. And finally, a contract amendment in the amount of $79,997 to Whitman Requart to provide inspection services for the extended construction period. Construction was scheduled to finish September of 2011, and it extended to that 2012 March-April timeframe.
So it looks like it came under budget by a little bit.
Good bit.
What was it, 13.2 was the original contract?
That's correct.
And the final was 12.6?
That's correct.
600,000, good job.
And with 2 million capacity, what is our peak capacity right now out there?
We can, for treatment, we're right around 2.1. For disposal, gives us a little bit more flexibility, 2.4.
But, I mean, are we having those kind of...
No.
That's what I'm trying to find.
We're under a million gallons per day in the summertime.
Okay. So this is going to, with the development and everything else, this could last us a long time?
Yeah. You have to recall that we're just now bringing on the Oak Orchard District. Right. We're just bringing on the Angola Sore District. So the impacts of those flows have not been realized yet.
Okay. But how much? So it'll be 1.2?
We would be in a 1.2, 1.3 range when 100% connection occurs.
Okay, so we still have quite a bit of capacity for
And we still see growth in the Long Neck Sore District.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You have a motion, sir, or motions.
And we still don't have the permits.
Do we have permits for everything?
We will receive the permit to spray by January 12th. I have a letter from Denrick assuring us of that.
Under all irrigations?
That's correct.
Good here.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the following be approved for Sussex County Project Number 09-19, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Phase 1 Expansion, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies, including the following. The formal term sheet between Sussex County and Whiting Turner be approved. Substantial completion be granted to Whiting Turner Construction Company. And final payment be made and all held retainage be released. Change order number 7 and 8 be approved and the credit amount total of $205,684.47. And contract amendment number 15 with Whitman Requart and Associates be approved in the amount of $79,997.
So moved.
Entertain a motion. Mr. Phillips makes a motion.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Steve Hudson.
That's a good one. Get that one done. Hey, Steve. Thank you. Okay, sure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bring before you this morning Sussex County Project 12-03, which is the Emergency Operations Center Supplemental Cooling System. We did open bids on December 6th of this year. We received 5 bids, all of which were local. And I think that was in your earlier packet, and I apologize for the handout, but just kind of wrap this up. regrettably, our bids came in much higher than expected. Our low bid was Gillis Gilkerson with a base bid of $476,685. And that was with no alternates being proposed. This would be a 120-day contract, and with the turnaround of documents, this would probably be a June 1 completion date.
Please explain to us why we were told initially about 250 and now we're at 500.
I brought my original proposal. Basically, the original proposal I based off of the first engineering firm that we actually worked with two firms on this project. Jay Egg from Orlando, Florida, and then we hired Guype to do the actual design of the system. And when we put the original proposal together, it was based off of the numbers I received from Mr. Egg, which were for a more basic type of system. GEIP came in with their proposal, and it is a more elaborate type system. It requires actual two internal pumping systems inside of the building, which we had not anticipated. Also, we added a building addition because we did have, through construction, through design, we brought a contractor in to physically look at the constructability of the project, and he recommended that we not put it in the room that we selected. We're actually at a point where we only have one storage area left available at the center, which we were intending on using. And his recommendation was he could not build it in that room. So that's when we backed up and met and talked to the building addition. The building addition costs really came in much higher than we'd anticipated. I based the number off of $90 a square foot, and they came in at $150 a square foot. And checking, looking at the bid sheet as part of your attachment, those costs were pretty much consistent across the board. Now, the building addition we did do as a brick exterior, so that it would match the existing building. I mean, we didn't want to take away from the appearance of the building at all. We did hit a snag that we had to clarify during an addendum. We have a water line under that area that we must dig up, relocate for the fire system, and that added expense to the project. And that was due to a fire code that we actually weren't aware of.
Mr. Thomas, sir, I see you're in the audience. Have you reviewed this bid and everything? It seems to be what you think you need and what you want.
48. Good morning. Unfortunately, I don't have the technical expertise of a building construction, but based on sitting through the meetings with the various consultants and engineers, this seems like the most practical way to go to get us past the point of where we are now, based on the vitalness of that building, and we have to maintain, obviously. We've had two hurricanes in 2 years. So based on that, yes.
And is any of this money possibly recoverable through FEMA or anybody?
There is a possibility, and I want to emphasize the word possibility right now. I was informed last week early that there is a possibility of getting a 50% match to this project. As soon as I can get a copy of the proposal, I'm to send it to FEMA, and they're going to give me a definite answer. So hopefully by next week, I'll have a definite answer. But I'm being told that as of right now, yes, it looks like it's eligible.
You don't have a copy of the proposal?
No, I saw a copy of it that engineering has, but I'm looking for an actual hard copy or electronic copy that I can send to FEMA and let them review it.
Let me understand something. Why is the burden on the county for the whole thing? I mean, others use the building. Do they not contribute any of this?
What others are you referring
well,
to?
Well, the police use it. I mean,
they pay us rent.
Okay, that's taken care of that way. Is there any other unit or a number of people in there that actually, is it all us? It's all for us?
With the exception of the state police communications section, which is in there 24 hours a day, beyond that, the only other agencies or people outside county, or is when we activate for an EOC, activate the EOC for a disaster, and then we bring in the various agencies. Beyond that, it's all county.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
The reason Mr. Thomas doesn't have the final proposal, we did have an issue we had to clarify, which I didn't get clear until about 4 o'clock last night for the low bidder. So I kept the bid results.
Oh. Do you have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants and the engineering department, that Sussex County Project 12-03 Emergency Operations Center Supplemental Cooling System be awarded to Gillis Gilkerson Builders Incorporated of Salisbury, Maryland, at the base bid amount of $476,685.
We have a motion, and I'm here to make a motion.
So.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. And while Mr. Izzo's sitting here, I would hope that it is our intention to seek some kind of monetary payment from the people who built this thing to start with, and it didn't work like it's supposed to.
Now that we have a cost that we can associate with it, it gives us the ability to go ahead and pursue that. Now we need to work with
Mr. And we will pursue that. Mr. Moore, is that correct?
And how much does it cost to have the brick, have it brick, to match the building? Is that a very big deal?
$10,000.
Steve, this is in the hand. That's what I think that might be something you might want. I don't know. It's not anything we need, but. Old business, Mr. Lank.
Is that building?